Good morning. Friends, good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church on this second Sunday of Advent. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time worshiping with us, we are glad you found your way to this community. You can learn more about how we are church together. Take a look at your bulletin. There are plenty of announcements, a few of which we will highlight this morning. This morning's service is a bit different, a lot different. As we have an opportunity to celebrate this season, we also do so in word and song and sacrament. So please note, this morning we do have our cantata, and we will be celebrating the sacrament of communion. You will notice as part of the beautiful sounds, there is also movement of a dancer, and part of our dance and praise to God will be our movement towards the meal. We will be serving communion today by intinction. All are welcome. You'll see the communion servers. Please find the one that is closest to you when we do celebrate and then return to your seats. A few other announcements this morning. I know many of you were looking forward to celebrating with Marge Westfall her 100th birthday. She would still be very happy to celebrate with you, to hear from you in a phone call or a visit. But unfortunately, because of her health, she just wasn't able to be here this morning. So we continue to send her well wishes and prayers and blessings. Another announcement this morning, confirmands, don't forget, we're meeting later this afternoon. And next Sunday, we will have our second congregational conversation. I know many of you received the letter this week. Please join us after worship. And other announcements this morning, Al.
Crowded up here. Good morning. This Friday and Saturday, we will be preparing a meal for St. Joseph's. This is the last one of this year. Looking at the bulletin board, there's open slots for food and people. I will be doing shopping. If somebody wants to give me some money, I will go shopping for them. I'll be in the fellowship hall at the alternative market after service, so you can drop off at the table, the Jamaica table, and give me a donation for St. Joseph, and I'll do your shopping for you. But I can buy food, but I can't buy people, so sign up to help serve on Saturday. Thank you.
Jen.
Good morning. We still need a few more volunteers for helping us at the Advent Festival, which has been moved to during worship next week. So there's a sign up outside of my door. All supplies and directions will be provided. All we need you to do is stand at the table and help our kids. There are a couple youth group announcements. The junior highs, the swimming party is today. You're actually going to meet at the church at 1:30. I think that said 1 o'clock, but you're meeting at the church at 1:30, and pickup will be at the church at 4:30. Where's Waldo is tonight for the senior highs. Please meet at church at 6 o'clock. We need some more Waldos. There are scarves in the box on my desk in my office, so please drop by and grab a scarf if you can be a Waldo for us tonight. That's at the Grease Ridge Mall from 6 to 8. Thank you.
Chris. Good morning. Chris Ullman on behalf of the worship team. It's that time of year when we try to gather information to put together the coming year's schedule for lay readers, ushers, communion teams, and the like. We do our best to update your information as to whether you want to stay on your current serving status or if you have a change you want us to let us know about. Lots of ways to do that. I put a piece of paper up on the kiosk, so put your name down if you want to be a lay reader or usher or want to get taken off the list. You can email me. You can see me at church. We're going to do Facebook. We're going to blast it. We'll do our best to get everybody's status updated in order to get our schedule together. So thank you.
Final announcements. For those who brought their offering this morning, we will not be passing the plates this morning. Please place your offering in the baskets that the ushers will provide as you leave this morning. And hopefully, as you head out these doors, you'll be walking your way down to the fellowship hall this morning, because we do have our Advent Alternative Market, a great opportunity to support some great nonprofits in their peace and justice work, and also get those Christmas presents bought. And Barb Snaith wanted me to let you know that she will also have women's candlelight dinner tickets available, and she will be down there, so please see her. Friends, let us now prepare our hearts, our minds, and our voices as we worship God.
Let's pray together.
We gather our hearts and voices together in this place, holy God. If even for a moment we are caught up in the harmonious sounds of peace you intend for this world, in this Advent time of waiting, show us your ways to Bethlehem, where we can join our voices with the angels and sing praises.
Amen. And if at this time the children will join me, come on down. Hi. I'm glad you two are my first. You guys did a great job this morning. Thank you. Hi. We're going to stay standing, okay, because we're on our way to Bethlehem this morning. Remember, we started our way to Bethlehem last Sunday. And who, do you remember who we're journeying with to Bethlehem? Two people and almost a people. Let's see. Who are we journeying with? Do we remember Mary and Joseph? Yes. And we found them last Sunday, didn't we? Does anyone remember where we found Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus? Where did we find them? Do you remember? Where do you remember, Graham? We found them in the Advent wreath. That's right. Do we see them in there today? Can you come take a look? Let's see. Do we see Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus in there today? No, I don't see them. So they must be on the move. They're on their way to Bethlehem. I just might know where they're at, which is good. Otherwise, we'd spend a long time looking. Come on with me. Come on over here. Come on over here.
So we found Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus today. And where are they right now? Does anyone know? What are they on? What's this? A piano. This morning, we are doing a lot of singing here in worship and praising God with our voices, which we have a chance to do each and every Sunday. It's an important part of our way to Bethlehem, are all the ways we join in song praising God. Do you guys have a favorite Christmas song? What's your favorite Christmas song? What's your favorite one? Do you have a favorite one? Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I just want to say that my dad's uncle died on
Friday. Oh, no. Can we pray for your dad's uncle and all his family? That sounds very sad. Definitely. Thank you for sharing that prayer. Definitely. Does anyone have a favorite Christmas song they like to sing? Sometimes we sing in our sadness. Did I hear Silent Night? That's one of my favorites. What's one of your favorite Christmas songs? The Batman Jingle Bells? I don't know that Jesus is in that one, but I bet we could find a way for him to be in there. It's kind of like Batman's Jesus. Oh, Batman smells. Yeah, it did smell there. What other favorite Christmas songs? You could sing Joy to the World. Oh, I like that one. O Come, Emmanuel. That's Advent. One of my favorites. So, Dominic the Donkey. Also, we're working on finding Jesus there. Jesus, though, is all over the place. Can I invite you this week with your parents or grandparents or whoever you're hanging out with to turn on some Christmas music and to sing along and to remember that as we make our way to Bethlehem, God loves to hear all our joyful noises. Can we pray together? Ready? Let's see. Pray however you want, hands closed and open, or you can put them open and out to God or down by your side, whatever is comfortable for you. Dear God, thank you for the sounds of joy, for we know that they go with us to Bethlehem. Amen. You guys have fun in Sunday school. Why don't we make things confusing? You can go out that door today. Whoa. I know. And then it's confuzzled as right. All right. You guys have fun. I love the smells of markers. That's awesome. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary.
Thank you.
when she saw him. She was troubled at his saying, casting in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Mary arose and went into the hill country, into a city of Judah.
Thank you.
it came to pass. As the angels were gone away into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." Along the road to Bethlehem,
And the shepherds came and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Thank you.
You called your people to the ways of peace, hope, love, and joy. We hear the angels, see the shepherds, and are transformed by word made flesh that lived among us. In the fullness of time, you sent your son Jesus, Emmanuel, to show us your love. God of new birth, as you laid your son in Mary's arms, you placed these gifts of bread and wine into our very hands. Sanctify your church to be as fragile and tender and true as the infant Savior. Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and cup. Make them for us the body and blood of our Lord, who at supper with his disciples took the bread, gave you thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you, and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as you drink it in remembrance of me." God of grace and peace, you shared your life with us through the child in the manger. And in this meal together, may our lives be a joyful song, a holy dance of proclaiming the good news of your righteousness and justice for all the world this day and in the days to come. Amen. At this time, I would invite the communion servers to come forward, please. And let us celebrate this meal together. we continue on this way to Bethlehem and leave this table, send your Spirit to accompany us, Holy God, that we may share in your magnificent work, lifting up those who are laid low, showing mercy to all in need of human kindness, and feeding the bodies and the hearts of all those who are hungry. Amen.
Right.